Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Today we are joined by Bloomberg News reporter Sarah Friar. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is visiting the Bay Area today with a couple of public appearances planned. Pompeo earlier spoke at Stanford University's Hoover Institution. Later tonight will address the Commonwealth Club. The visit also includes a private dinner with some of tech's big names. Sarah, who's going to be there?
Well, first of all, the biggest name, Larry Ellison, the founder of Oracle, is going to be there. And then we also have some notable venture capitalists, among them Mark Andreessen, and Sarah Friar, the chief executive officer of Nextdoor.com. That is not me, Sarah Friar, but the slightly different spelling. And I think, you know, what this shows is that Mike Pompeo is trying to drum up support for Trump at a very, needless to say, interesting time in foreign policy as tensions with Iran continue to escalate. It's interesting how he's choosing to spend his evening here.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit more, if you could tell us on why he's actually meeting with these tech leaders.
Well, I think that Silicon Valley has historically been considered this bastion of liberal ideals. But certainly the party that's in power now is the Republican Party. And so even if there is a lot of anti-Republican sentiment here, there are some who strongly support the president and some who want to understand how to work better with the administration despite the tension.
So are the companies commenting on this meeting?
They absolutely are not.
And that's kind of surprising, I guess not.
They have not answered any of our outreach or commented on the story, which goes to show that this is not something that they want to blast in big headlines that they're doing this. They want it to be more of a private, intimate event where they get to have these discussions without scrutiny.
How about their employees?
We have not heard of an uprising from employees yet, but certainly we have seen that sort of thing in the past. Earlier this year, we had Mark Zuckerberg dining privately with Peter Thiel and Donald Trump, and that caused a bit of a stir. We had Tim Cook giving Trump a factory tour, which caused a lot of backlash. So we'll keep tabs on this. We'll see what comes out of this dinner tonight, what is discussed and promised or lobbied, and I'm sure that there will be a lot to come out of it.
If these tech leaders were meeting with Democrats, do you think that they'd have more to say? That the tech leaders would actually make a comment to us?
Well, I think it's different because the Republicans are currently in charge. And so when they are meeting with these folks, they're trying to get policies and consideration for what their companies are dealing with, whether that's immigration or visa issues, places to deal with the trade war with China. There are a lot of issues that the companies want to have a voice on. And meanwhile, the Democrats, it's very unclear who's going to win that election.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.